Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Davis. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post. Throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Talbot trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick throws to McMillan, and has Banks trapped. There's the throw to Temple, who tags Banks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and has Temple trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Temple for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Talbot. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Fowler moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Davis moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Talbot moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and has Semenik trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Semenik for the out. One out. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fowler moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Greengrass hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Talbot. Greengrass reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Kluszewski moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Kluszewski. Greengrass moves to third. Temple moves to second. One out. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Andy Semenik. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greengrass tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Art Fowler. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Jackie Collum now pitching. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Talbot strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Fondi scores. Kiner moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sauer is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brosnan moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 4 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Talbot. Post reaches second base with a double. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Jackie Collum. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greengrass. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Ralph Kiner. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tap is walked intentionally. Jackson moves to second. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Reiss now playing right field. Hank Sauer now playing left field. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Nino Escalera pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Bill Tremel now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Escalera moves to second. Warren Hacker now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMillan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Escalera moves to third. Adams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Escalera scores. Adams moves to third. McMillan moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Talbot strikes out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 5 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Hal Reiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Landreth and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Post takes first base on ball 4. Frank Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Post moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Post moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post scores. Smith moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.